guys, but Nick's.
No, it's no problem.
Okay. So you were saying that I hope that this concludes.
Yes, first of all, I am pleased that the governor has suspended Mary Beth Jackson. The grand jury report, in my opinion, contained sufficient facts to justify the suspension of the superintendent, and I believe that this action was appropriate. As you know, the grand jury provided a copy of the grand jury report to the governor's office at the time it was released.
That would have been to Governor Scott's office.
That would have been to Governor Scott's office. Since Governor DeSantis has taken office, the Department of Education has made a public records request again for the copy of both grand jury reports, and those were forwarded to the Department of Education recently for their, once the new governor took office, the grand jury report was forwarded to the Department of Education by our office for their review and consideration.
Wow. Okay.
I am hopeful that the new superintendent will go back and review in detail the recommendations of the grand jury regarding the procedures and policies that should be in place involving the reporting of child abuse. I hope that the new superintendent will provide additional, complete, proper training of all employees in the Okaloosa County school system regarding the proper method of and the law regarding the requirement of reporting child abuse. And in view of this action, as well as the conviction of the teacher for abusing the child and the prison sentence that was imposed, as well as the convictions of the investigator Farley and the convictions of the other people, of the assistant superintendent and the principal, I'm hoping that this will conclude the matter involving the failure to report child abuse and the child abuse that occurred in Okaloosa County, and that this will bring closure to the system, and the system, the Okaloosa County school system, can move forward with a fresh new approach from this point forward. And in summary, I'm very pleased that the governor has supported the actions of the Okaloosa County Grand Jury, which, as you know, is a cross-section of the citizens of Okaloosa County.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, you won't reconsider criminal charges, or would you, against...
No, I've investigated the matter regarding superintendent thoroughly. After we did our initial investigation, there we were contacted by citizens that provided us additional information and requested we consider that additional information. We reopened our investigation and considered those matters. We've investigated it very thoroughly over a very lengthy period of time, and I do not believe that that there is sufficient evidence to convict Mary Beth Jackson of a crime. That's the reason that I did not charge her. The grand jury reviewed the matter in detail on two different occasions and came to the same conclusion that there was insufficient evidence to indict, and this action by the governor does not change the facts and circumstances that occurred under her supervision. I will indicate, however, that should the superintendent challenge this suspension,
mm-hmm.
I will cooperate completely and fully with the governor's office in prosecuting this matter to enforce the suspension. I will provide them with the evidence that we have, as well as the witnesses and will review with them in detail what the witnesses have said and assist the governor's office in any way should it be helpful in the efforts to uphold the suspension should she decide to challenge it.
I see. Okay.